right? To v'chein toiv, to v'chein toni levi masnei, so levi also in a braiso, that achal ha-yomim, the days later, bein botko motza teiro, bein botko motza tenei, I raise a sofik zavon. So it's a levi as a braiso like this. That again, on the seventh day she made a bedika, she was tenei. And then 4 days later she made another bedika, so it doesn't make a nafkamino. Whether then she was teiro, whether then she was tenei, according to Levi, she's called the Sofik Zava. We have a doubt, maybe these last 3 days she saw every day, so maybe she's still a Zava. Now it says the Mishnah, Metamam Yeis Leis, that this going after Mor says, Leimo is back to the Reisha. So when she does see, we say she's Tamim Yeis Leis. In the Reisha, Reisha was what? She made a B'dika on the seventh day in the morning and she was Teru. Then she makes a B'dika 5 days later and she's Tamim. So we say that in between she's the Cheskas to be Teru. True, but just now that she saw on the fifth day, she's told me 24 hours before. Mace lace. Smur says, so, lame if you have a tooth to the rubber. Let's say our mission is a cash and rubber. The Yama rubber, this rubber holds and says, Loimar, Shane Ishermatama Mace Lace, Paterki Macy Vosa. Like in this case, let's say now, in the 7 days of Nidus, after that, she made a Bdika and she was terrible. And now she makes a Bdika during the day that she should become a Zava. During these 11 days, and sounds to Meir, so Rabbi says that since during these 11 days, she's considered to be Meslekes Damin, usually they do not see Dam, so even if they do see Dam, we do not have the Chumrah of Meis Leis. And our mission now is saying, not like that. Here we're talking what she saw during these 11 days, and we do say she's telling Meis Leis. So Mar says, Enoch Nami, but Valav Eitzvinu L'Rabbi Chod HaZimna, we already asked the question on him anyway once before. So he says, okay, come, this is what I meant to say. Lema, let's say that you have to give to the Rava, and I'm in the yo. For now, Mishnah should also be a kasha, and Echlam is a bit two kashas on Rava. Shmuel says, no, Omalach Rava, Rava answers back and says, Ki katonim yeis liyeis. You know what the Mishnah means to say when it says she's telling him yeis liyeis? Maybe it means, Aresh Pirkin, because going back to the beginning of the Masechta. Arosso, or the beginning of this parak, I mean. Arosso, where the girl saw Dam, for Yodvavesavish, she's still on Arah. And there, Sagudat, I would have thought to say in that case, that even the Paskilu Yomim Torim, that since over there when the Shat Chasna, so long as that first night she's allowed to live with her husband as much as she wants, even though she sees Dam then, we say it was Dam Besulim. So I would have thought to say that since she had a break now, that the Dam she sees is Dam Tor, maybe after that when she starts to see that she's Tameya, maybe we should consider her Ketilas Nidosa Damya. It's like the first time she's having a period. They were learned before she does not have the Tumma Mies Lies, the Lord to Tumma Mies Lies, is Kamashmua, not like that. That since Lamaisa, this girl did have a period before. It's just now that she got married, the Chum say, the first night she can live together as much as she wants. Because we say that Dam is Dam Basulim, that's all. But after the first night, later if she sees Dam again, we say it's Dam Nida. And then Achlami, and that would apply the Alocha of Mies Lies. Then the Mishnah says, in Yeshla Vest, if she has a vest, so then she doesn't have the Tumas Meis Leis. So Mar says again, name if so, let's say to have a tiyuf to the Rafuna Bachia. This should be Kasha on Rafuna Bachia. O Mashmul, name of Shmuel. That Yom Rafuna Bachia. O Mashmul, name of Shmuel. Loimar, he says, Sheini Shakavas Leveses Pimezi Vosom. That Yomim, during the Yud Aleph Yomim, between Nidus and Nidus, she can't have a vest Kavua. And here we say now she saw during these 11 days, and the Mishnah says that she had a vest kavua, it is no din of Yemei Leis. So you see, you could have a kavias or a vest kavua during Yemei Zivosa. So Mara says, O Malach Rav Huna, Rav Huna answer back and say no. O Malach Rav Huna Bachia, that Ki Yamrina, when do I say, Ein Isha Kavas La Vestas Yemei Zivosa, and Isha Not Kavaya Vest Yemei Zivosa? To loyboit lasa yomil meker. Only mean to say if she is kaveya vest kavua, it's not a real vest kavua. That you would not have to, you would not have to have 3 times to the ikra to take it away. The Amrinim we say to a man musalakim that during these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So therefore the chivon the demer musalakim since she doesn't see that much, therefore the svar would be dayishasa. So a kaveya's vest even 1 time and maybe even 3 times. It's called something, Adarabba. It's not that strong of a vest to say that if she skips 1 time, she can't be accurate. No, if she skips 1 time, she could be accurate. But before she's Oikaret, though, the svar is that she doesn't see so much dam during these 11 days. So therefore, if she does have a vest during those 11 days, the Bada will be makel to say that she would not have the tumah mi'es leis. Because both svaros are the same thing. That the reason why she's not kavei a real vest kavua now is because these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So that's all the more svar to say that if she does see then, she should not have the tumah of mi'es leis. So therefore, there's no stigma to dinim. It's not a real vest kavua. But it's enough to say there's no tumah of mi'es leis. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Jabiudu, I know that Jabiudu was the one that was machmir to say that if she doesn't make a hefsik tara right before Ben Hashmashois, so she's becheskas tameya. Tani would know like this. Omru loyal Rabiudu, they said back to Rabiudu, listen, Ilmole yodeo munachas bieneho, called Ben Hashmashois like a mushroom. If she would have a hand by her eyes, the whole Ben Hashmashois, meaning she would be making a bedika, the whole whatever is 45 minutes of Ben Hashmashois, your far time is good that you say that unless she has a bedika that whole time, we have to be afraid maybe she sees dam. So it's good what you're saying. But Achshiv, now you all you say is she has to make just one bedika during the Ben Hashmashois right before the end of the seventh day. So why does it help that one bedika? Emma, why don't I say, in Siluk Yodeh Rosso, maybe she saw dam, in Siluk Yodeh, that's when she saw dam, so why does it help you? That right after she made a bedika, then she saw dam. So maliso mali efrisha b'tayro b'zayim min amincho lamalo. What's the difference if she made a bedika on the seventh day min amincho lamalo, or mali efrisha b'tayro b'rishon? What's the difference if she made a bedika on the first day? Like anyway, even if she makes a bedika at the end of the seventh day ben hashmashos, but if she doesn't have the bedika there the whole ben hashmashos, you have to be afraid whenever she takes it out. Maybe the next minute she'll see dam. So what do you have to say? No. As long as she made a bedika and we see that she stopped seeing dam, that's enough. She's becheskes not to see dam. So who adin on the first day also? If she makes a bedika on the first day, she stops seeing dam, that should also be she's becheskes tayra. So now the Gemara says, Berishon yikul aman diyomar. Does anybody say that Anida, she saw today in the morning dam? And then in the afternoon she stops seeing, she makes the bedika in the afternoon. Does anybody say that bedika is enough to say she's becheskes tayra? Like now Mishnah Chomoni said bishniya, on the second day she could make a bedika. But who would ever think in Selik on the first day? So most in, yes, there is a swirl like that. For your tiny word like this. Omer Rabbi said, Sha'alti yes Rabbi Yosi, I yes Rabbi Yosi, for Rabbi Shimon, Kishor Yamachu Nero, they're both going on the road. That Nida Shabot Kratzma, Yoim Zayin Shach, doesn't Nida made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. Umotza Torah, she found out that she was Torah. Ubein Ashmoshes, Leifri, she did not make a bedika again, Ben Ashmoshes. Uliyachar HaYomim, and if the days later, Vodka, she makes another bedika, Umotza Torah, she found out that she's Tanei Yamah, what's the locha? Omulei said back to him, HaReizu B'cheskes Tayra, like it says in Amish, I'd like to come and say, as long as she made a bedika and she came out to be Torah, we say she stopped seeing them, and she's B'cheskes not to see, until she sees again. What's going to be Shishi, Chamishi, Revi, Shlishi, Sheni? What's going to be if she made a bedika on the second day of Anidas? Or the third, fourth? And that's it. She didn't make another bedika later. Mai? Or Malay said back to Malaysia. There's no difference. That's the same thing. Once she makes a bedika and she doesn't see Tor, she's now Becheska that she stops seeing them. She's Becheska to be Tor. The reason though he says, Leshadia, did not ask him, Obi the Locho, if the first day of Anidas she makes a bedika and she stops seeing. But he said back, Yishnobatisi, I made a mistake, Shaloi Shalti, that I did not ask the question. Because, like this, Otto Kulu Lav Becheskas Tumakaima, let's see. When Misha sees Dam Midi Raisa, she's Tommy for the next 7 days. Whether she sees or not, she's Tommy Midi Raisa. So even when she made a bdika on the second, the third, or fourth day, but Lamaisa Midi Raisa, she's still Tommy until the end of the seventh day, until she goes to the mikvah. But what do we say? The chiv and the posek, but since she made a bedika and she stopped seeing dam, that's enough. She could be becheskes tayra, and that she has the right to go to the mikvah after the 7 days by night. If so, the same story should apply, rishonam, the same thing should be by the first day also. That chiv and the posek. The maestro, even the first day when she saw dam in the morning, she became an idah, so true, she's tummy now for the next 7 days, but so what? If she makes the bedika in the afternoon and she comes out that she's tall, we should say she should remain be the Cheskes Tayra. He said, "Umikara my soul." At the beginning, how come you didn't ask this question? At the beginning, you held to say the svara should have been maybe hoyevuhuchsak mayim pesuach. That since today, the first day that she saw, so huchsak that a mayim like a well is opened. Meaning today she saw dam. So that must for sure we say that whole day she's becheska to see dam. That's halacha. Even though she makes a bdika the first day, that would not help, because she's still becheska to see that day. But the second day helps already. If she didn't see dam on the second day, she makes a bdika, then we consider to be the Cheskas Taira, that she could go to the mikveh after the 7 days, and when she sees dam later on, she's only tummy from then on and not from before. Now the Mishnah says, Hazav vihazova. They both saw 3 times, so they need now Zayin Nikim. They have to wait 7 clean days. Shebot ko'atzman b'yom rishon. The first day of the Zayin Nikim, they made a bdika. Ulmotza Torah, they came out that they were Torah. Rashi always says the case here is talking about Sheposku, that they did make a Hefsek Taira, meaning before they start counting the first day, even the evening before, like that Ben Hashmosh, they made 1 bedika, as if to say they're stopping seeing now, and then the next day is called the first day of the Zayin Nikim. So what happened was they made a bedika on the first day, Umotzator. Over Yom Hashvi, then on the 7th day, also Umotzator. But Vishay Yom Hashem, the time of Bodku, days in between, they did not make a bedika. So what's the halacha? Reb Lezer Oymeh Harehein Becheskes Taira. Yes, the so-called Becheskes Taira, it's enough. Since the beginning at the end she made a bedika, so we have right the same between also she did not see. And therefore she's Becheskes Taira. Halacha L'mais is also like this. A more than Isha now only makes a bedika the first to the 7th day, also she's Torah. Reb Yeshua Meshua says, Ein Lem Eliyem Rishon V'yem Shri Bavad. Yeshua says, no, it's only the first and the 7th day, that's all. Bavad. Rabbi Kiva says, no, since they didn't make a bdika in between, so we'll say that maybe she saw in between. If she saw dam again, she has to start over again. So only the 7th day, that the bdika she makes on the 7th day, that's the only bdika that helps. So according to Bekiva's good, she has to start over again. But the Rabbi Yeshua is the Chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua holds that she only has 2 days of Nikiyim, and she has to count another 5 days. So the Kashri is, what do you mean she has 2 days though? Moreshach, if you have a Sotik, maybe she saw in between, should not be good. So we'll see in the Gemara what trying to be sure is. According to him, by says it's only Midrabot and the body Midirais, he also agrees that since she made a Bedika the 1st and the 7th, we say Midirais she did not see in between. It's only Yechumi Midrabot to be Machmir that we do not count those middle days for the Zayin Nikiyim. Therefore, we only count the first two, and she has to count another 5 days. Another Gemara says, Tani was done like this. Omalur Rabbi Lezler Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, Lidvorecho atomoyne b'sirugim. According to you, how could you say she has the 1st and 7th day? Like you're counting, skipping in between. Like, what do you mean she saw in between? And you're counting only the 1st and 7th. That can't be. The Torah, where the Torah says, Acha titor, which we dash in acha lekulin, which we dash after every one of them, means shaloi taitumam afsekas b'neim. The 7 clean days, Zainikim, means that she's clean for 7 straight days, and she can't see dam in between. If she sees once in between, it stops. You have to start counting over again. So according to you, that you're afraid maybe she saw her in between the 1st and the 7th, so you have to start over again. You can't have the 1st day then. Omer b'shuvashu says back, don't you agree that the Zav Shiroh Keri, that if a Zav, even though he's counting his Ayinikim, if he sees Shechva Zera Keri, or else the Nozir, Shehilach, he was walking, the Sichchoi Suprois, these are type of Tumas we had before, Sophic Tumas Midrabonin, the Locher is of a Nozir counts 30 days, but he has to remain Tor. If he becomes Tommy, in between he starts counting over again. But still the Locher is, Shemayne B'Seirugim, that they're counting, they continue counting, just that one day they don't include in the counting. So how could that be? They're counting skipping days. Iva Torah, the Torah says, Vayom HaRishonim Yiplu, that if a Nozir becomes Tomei, the first day there's a counting, they have to start over again, you can't include those days. So how could you say here, if you came in contact with the Tumah, with the Rabbon, the Sotah Tumah, we just skip that one day, you're going against what the Torah says. So Marin says, no, for Reb Lezer holds like this, Bishleim ha'osom l'toma bo omarachmono shenis aseres aliyoyma, that by shichva zera The Pesach says Gzeras HaKosuf, that if a Zav sees Shechva Zera, he's only tummy that one day and not more. That's all. The Torah says that. And therefore, it's only that you can't include that day in the Zayin HaKiyim. But it does not say so, you do not have to start over again. IV Mishul Mechluf, many people make mistakes. That we say no, Zav B'Balkeri Lemechlu, people not make a mistake, Zav in the Balkeri. It looks differently, feels differently, they won't make mistakes. Everybody knows that the din of a Zayin HaKiyim is if you see Zav, that's Saisa. But if you only see Keri, that's not Saisa. Same thing, Nozir Shilich Agabi Sichos Aproyis. A Nozir that went over these type of roofs, Sichos, that's like a tree that has branches over Suffolk, maybe there's a mace there. Aproyis, that's like a fence that has a thing sticking out. Same thing with Fred, maybe mace underneath it. Nami, midi yirayis oil mi'al yibini, midi yirayis, you only tell me if there's a real good oil over you and the mace. But here it is not called a good oil, it's not a good tent. For Rabbanan knew the gods, Rabbanan made exer over these type of tents, over a leaf, or over a projection from the wall. And therefore, the Rabbanan midi yirayis lamech, the people won't make mistakes. So therefore, since it's only midi Rabbanan, it's enough to say, just that one day doesn't count. But you don't have to start counting over again. Abulhocha, but here the question on Yeshua is like this, Abulhocha, Monashach, what happened here? She made the Bedika the first day and the seventh day. And you say you could only count the first and seventh, they have to count another 5 days. So why can't you count the middle days? Ichashinon dilmechazoi besofik, if you're afraid that maybe she saw Dam in between, then also achlufe bevadai, like there's no difference. Once you're afraid she saw Dam, if you did see Dam, so then midiraisa, she has to start counting over again. How could you include the first day and say she only needs 5 more days? That's the steer of Monashach. If you're afraid that she saw Dam in between, then the first day should not count. And if you're not afraid she saw, so then the first day, so then you have all 7 days of Kim then. So we said the Pshat and Yabbi Shu is though still the Yolz, that at time it's only Midirabbanan. So Midirabbanan though, we do not include the middle days. Havadi Midiraisa Shistaka Torah, that's why we. It's not called counting b'sirugin, just midrabon u'machmet to let it count another 5 days. Rambam says, Tony, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Amri, that nirin divri Rabbi Eliezer midivri Rabbi Yeshua. It makes more sense for Rabbi Eliezer's words than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was the one that said in the Mishnah that Harehem b'cheskes Tyra, that since she checked the first and the seventh, that's enough. And we say in between she did not see. That should make more sense than Rabbi Yeshua, than Rabbi Yeshua that says no, you only count the first and seventh. But he says, but divrei Rabbi Akiva, divrei kulam. He likes the words of Rabbi Akiva better than everybody. That says no, that you have to start counting over again. You only have the seventh day. That's all, because maybe there is a suffix that she did see in between, and therefore the first day you can't count. Only the seventh day is the first. You have to count another six. That would make more sense. Abuli said, but you should know that Halacha is to Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer says, that the Medi B'dika, the first day and the seventh day, that's enough. That's the Cheska to say she did not see in between, and therefore that's the Siddur Zayin HaKiyim. That's the Halacha of Anisha now. They all have Dinim of Azova. So when they come Torah, they have to make a B'dika at least the first day and on the seventh day. Now, Iboy Lihu, Hazav Yihazova. Shebot ka'atzma yom rishon v'yom shmini. What's going to be? She only made a bedika on the first day, and not even on the seventh, but on the eighth day she made a bedika. U'motza Torah, she came out to be Torah on both of these days, but v'shara yom lebotku, the other days in between, she did not make a bedika. So here's the shalom now.